Denholm, and McKay. Look to your left down Main Street for a view of the streamlined Art Modern facade of the former Denholm and McKay department store. For most of a century, Denholm's was Worcester's premier department store, a major attraction in the busy Main Street shopping district near City Hall. Established in 1871, the store moved to a large new building at this location in 1882. At its peak, Denholm and McKay occupied more than 5 acres of retail floor space, including 5 stores and a basement, plus an annex added at the rear in 1906. Denholm's tax valuation was more than 3 times that of its nearest competitor, the John C. McInnes Department Store, a few doors north on Main Street. In 1951, in keeping with its reputation for being thoroughly up-to-date, Denholm's gave itself a sleek and fashionable new look, sheathing over its old red brick facade. Throughout the 1950s and the 1960s, this thoroughly modern store was an institution in the city, known for its elegant displays and its plate glass windows, its huge show of lights during the holiday season, first in the city escalators in 1963, as well as always up-to-date merchandise and trendy fashion shows. But the opening of the Worcester Center Galleria in 1971 brought trouble. With the new mall came both new competition and the loss of Main Street neighbors, Filene's Department Store and Scharfman's Jewelers. Adding to the decline in pedestrian traffic along Main Street, other businesses were also lost when buildings were demolished nearby for the Worcester Plaza office tower project. Denholm's management had turned down an offer to become a principal anchor in the Galleria. Instead, it opened a branch store in the new Auburn Mall. Then, only a short time later, in 1974, Denholm's closed its doors. Mired in bankruptcy, a victim of internal financial difficulties as well as setbacks associated with the opening of the new downtown mall. Today, still bearing the Denholm name, the building now houses a mix of office and retail uses.